Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back. She and her sister Nancy, the group Heart. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out and subscribe to his newsletter. You'll get 3 a week, and you won't be unhappy about that. Hey, Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to get to sequestration in a second. But before we do, I want to ask this question. And I'm saying this, I don't mean any particular party when I say this. Could Americans have more to fear from politics with regard to staying safe? Could we have more to fear from politics than we do from the actual terrorists themselves? By that I mean how we're treating things, how we're thinking. Are there naive people who are in charge of our safety, who are, for example, they don't want to call things terrorism? Help me out here, Rich.
I know what you're saying.
Political correctness.
That's a better way to put
thing
it
in America.
I think it is. Again, going back to the way we ended the last segment, if this FBI had focused in on the older brother, whose name I can never pronounce, the one that was killed, then there would have been people that claimed to you that they were racially profiling him because he hadn't broken any laws here or in Russia, for that matter. And the only reason they're going after him is because he became an outspoken Muslim from not being enough.
But when does free speech become? When does free speech cross the line into a smoking gun that just hasn't gone off yet?
Well, that's one of those balancing acts that Americans have to deal with.
And don't we want our security folks, our intelligence people, our law enforcement to? That's the question. Which way do we want them to err, on the side of liberty or on the side of safety?
That is a question that the FBI the Homeland Security. You know, my wife works for Tom Ridge, and that was a question that they dealt with every single day.
Yeah,
and you know, I wrote a thing the other day about why the gun, why the background check amendment failed on the gun bill, and it took too long. If you look at the Patriot Act, from 9/11 till the day it was signed by President George W. Bush, 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that if that had been around for 6 months or so, and people read it and started thinking about it, no, it never would have been.
They could have, the other side would have picked it apart, and they almost did anyway. All right, I want to completely switch topics and talk about sequestration. People are being should be expecting slowdowns in the airport travel this week.
Well, my wife and I are flying to Dallas on Wednesday for the opening of the Bush Library in Dallas. So I will be able to give you a first hand report.
Is there about
11 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Any of that?
No, I mean that's
not. It's all politics, isn't it?
That is all politics. I mean they can adjust for that stuff. And actually, you know, frankly, if things do slow down by 45 minutes, you were talking about something else about. We'll adjust to that too. I mean, we're pretty adaptive.
But I mean, aren't the billions of sequestration money? Isn't that future monopoly money anyway?
Oh yeah, it's all monopoly money. I mean, the budget that the president submitted is for next year, the year that starts on October 1st, 2013, is I think $1.3 trillion. I mean, you may as well say it's gajillion because it doesn't mean anything.
So when somebody gets laid off, when they close the parks, when the White House gets closed, when Harry Reid blames a tragedy of our military on sequester, which is about as loathsome a thing as I've ever heard anybody do in Congress, that's, folks, we need to realize that it's politics as its basest, worst moment. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, no, that's right. And this is such a small percent. The sequester is such a small percentage of the total budget. It's not like we cut 50% of the budget. And, right. you know, the other thing is, and we may have talked about this before, Jim, you know, the fact is that starting in the fall of 2008, a lot of Americans lost their jobs altogether. They would have been thrilled say, okay, I'm going to still get 80%?
Right.
I'll take that deal.
Yeah, they'll take it right now for sure. Rich, thanks for hanging out with us. Any last thoughts on this?
No, you know, you just gotta be aware of your surroundings. Yep. Situational awareness.
Yeah, and if you see something, say something. Yep. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, buddy.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.